Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm. To people that want to see a lot of independent film, a lot of exclusive independent film. We have a great movie starting tomorrow called I Swear. It's about a gentleman who has Tourette's syndrome. Lovely, most charming movie you'll ever see, but filled with the filthiest language you'll ever hear. So it's unique situations like that, unique filming, like unique programming like that, that will set us apart from everybody else. And we will still have Michael Jackson, you know, the Michael movie. We'll have Devil Wears Prada on May 1st, The Masters of the Universe the week after. So we'll continue to bring in all the Hollywood hits, but we'll also be fiercely independent and bring in a lot of independent film. And that's going to set us apart and, you know, keep us going where others, you know, would book by algorithm.
What about, how does the theater fit in the context of Shays, the Smith Theater, the Town Ballroom? How do all these pieces fit together?
So I think we were the missing piece on the block. You named all the live theater venues and also a concert venue. A movie venue is what was missing. And, you know, those theaters run a lot, and they have a lot of events, but we're 365 days a year, 7 days a week. So we're here all the time, and our lights will be on every day.
You do things like serving real butter on popcorn.
We do.
Your prices for your concessions are not outrageous. Mm-hmm. Is that playing into the notion that some people think, oh, going to a movie theater is $100, $150 night?
Yeah, it does. I mean, you know, I think that the dine-in cinema concept that has been proliferating all across the U.S. is kind of now collapsing a little bit because people don't mind spending, you know, $100 at dinner and, you know, $50 in a movie theater. But when you spend $150 in a movie theater for dinner and a movie, your mind says, hey, I just spent $150 to see a movie, and you might not do that all the time. So that's not anybody's regular movie-going habit. We try to be affordable. We have $8 tickets every Tuesday all day long. We have a senior day every Wednesday for seniors where the deeply discounted tickets and discounted coffee and stuff. And we show a lot of repertory movies. So we'll bring in a lot of classics for Mother's Day. We're going to be bringing in Serial Mom and Mommy Dearest. And I do love my mom. But, you know, we're going to be showing a lot of classic stuff like that. And we'll publish a calendar every month. Our popular Friday 10 o'clock movie series will be a hit here. We'll start that in May as well.
When is the James Bond Festival coming?
James Bond is usually in July. We do James Bond in July, we do campy movies in June, and we do Hitchcocktober. So all of our retro classics are themed to those, booked to those themes. So it's a very exciting thing that we do.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.